Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Or
good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet, I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
You ready for new dimensions in listening?
Well, I don't know that most people are ready for it, but here it comes.
Right. Well, maybe they're not new, but it's certainly a dimension, something that you don't usually become aware of.
Right. Well, I remember when I was reading this thing about new dimensions in listening, I remember growing up in my family where the person who spoke the loudest was the smartest. And they managed to disregard everything that everybody else said. So listening was not my primary language.
But you've learned it since then. And if you're listening today, you can learn it too.
And listening actually adds a dimension to your life where if you discover how to truly listen, you become a healing agent in the lives of the people you listen to. Because most people don't listen to one another. Most people
automatically defend themselves.
That's one thing. But they have a point of view. And they don't know how to, or they don't have the option to drop that point of view or set it aside or hold it in abeyance to hear what another person has to say from their point of view. So you either agree with what's said, disagree with what's said, think, oh, I already know this.
Oh, that sounds like.
Exactly. Or, oh, that was the wrong choice of words that you used. You know, they pick apart the language that you use rather than hear what's being said. Today, we want to suggest the possibility of actually hearing another person's point of view, not for any reason other than to hear it.
I like that. That's really lovely. Really just listening to someone. Now, we're going to help you out here because Shai and I finish each other's sentences. So you can hear the conversation that we're having, listening to the essence of what we're talking about, or you can take exception to how we speak.
How we go about it.
Or when the callers, we take the different callers, we have several holding right now. You can have a commentary about anything you want, the quality of all our voices, any of that, or you can listen to what another person has to say from their perspective.
Now, I want to suggest the possibility of not doing anything but listening, because we're so driven to accomplish things in our culture that we frequently do several things at once. So we're listening, but we're also scanning the web for whatever we are looking for, or we're typing something, or we're sorting through our junk drawer. We're doing something other than just being there listening. So I want to suggest unitasking as opposed to multitasking during the course of the program.
That's
just a suggestion.
I helped myself with that today. I did my nails right before this. I tried to type right before the show and found that typing while your nails are still wet, if you're me, doesn't work. So I often write notes to myself as we're speaking. And today I'm sitting here with my hands flat, listening to you.
But your nails look very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
It's very lovely to listen to you. And Shai and I work with each other every day.
We've been together for this month.
Yeah, pretty soon, another 10 days.
It'll be 35 years.
Mm-hmm. And what Shai has to say is new. It's unexpected for me if I'm here listening, if I'm ahead of myself.
The other thing, you're really listening, great stuff comes out of me that otherwise I would self-edit out.
Right. It becomes like a stop.
Because if you judge what's being said, it effectively stops a person's flow of information, whether that information is from deep within their recesses, as in natural knowing, information that's in the cellular level of people's knowledge, or if it's a news broadcast, it doesn't really seem to matter. Mm-hmm. If you judge somebody, their ability to speak their truth is severely hampered.
You know, you and I are getting ready to do the creativity and intuition course coming up in New York City in mid-August, the 11th through the 13th. And I also find that I've been paying attention to not only my creativity, but those intuitive senses. And I find that those hunches come through not necessarily as fully formed sets of words. And when you are really listening to me, it makes it easier for me to articulate that which isn't already a rehash of my story or something fully formed. In that moment, the conversation between the two of us is a creative act as opposed to same old, heard it 50,000 times before. So today, as we have our callers on, let's really listen to what they have to say. Let's see who they are, what they have to offer, what they have to ask, and get a sense of them.
And you may be surprised to see or discover that they have the same concerns that you do.
And if you tell the truth, the same brilliances that you do. Let's take our first caller. No pressure now, Greg. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Clifton, New Jersey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good to have you.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, on the topic of listening, it's something that I hear you guys say, and I try to practice listening without judgments or without trying to compare and contrast what's being said and just really listening to it. But sometimes I find it difficult. For example, if I'm having a conversation and somebody is saying something that I know is not true or that I think there's a better way to do something, I find myself compelled to defend against the knowledge that I know and what they're presenting. And sometimes I find it tricky to determine whether or not I'm just trying to be defensive and combative, or whether or not I'm actually expressing my truth. I get mixed up along the way sometimes.
Well, you know, if you're truly listening, there's nothing to defend. See, that's one of these subtle differences. When you truly listen to someone, they're expressing their truth, what they believe to be true. It may not be accurate, but it's their truth. So defending against that truth, disagreeing with that truth, is not really listening. It's the model we've grown up in, each of us. You know, the world is in the shape that it's in, which isn't great, as a result of people not listening to each other. As a result of people thinking scarcity will be the result if they don't grab what they can for themselves. The reality is the universe really does provide when you take your attention off of being right about your point of view and start becoming aware of others.
I find, you know, what you're talking about, you're afraid of getting combative. I have a feeling that that experience of yourself shows up differently in different circumstances. So I'm going to talk about different circumstances in my life or what I know about you that might support you in that. So the first thing is, I know you work at a web company, actually our web company, which we love. Shout out to Tag Online. They really, really do a great job with our website. And you've actually done a lot of the code for our website and mine personally for my pictures as well. So
yes.
Now, more in a design function, I know you did my website with a certain color scheme, and I wasn't sure I liked it. So I said, oh, you know, let's try it with magenta or purple or some, I cannot remember right now what the color was. And you heard me and you executed it. And it looked awful. My idea was awful. Now, first of all, I love that you executed it, but I actually, and then I talked over with Amy and I said, wow, you know, I really think the neutral color, even though I wasn't as fond of it at first, is so much better choice. I don't think it would have been a bad thing, Greg, to say, absolutely, let's try this. I have a feeling you may like the neutral color better because it makes your photos pop. That was the thought you had. I think you could say things like that without being combative. You can hear a person's perspective. You absolutely executed what I wanted, but I think you hold back sometimes because you're afraid of how it will be received.
Right, yeah, that sounds accurate.
You know, and there's nothing, when I do book projects, we're working on our book cover, we're getting ready to start it now for the newest project, and I'm certain I have ideas, they have ideas, we're going to talk them back and forth, and some of the things are going to look really unfortunate in this creative process. But you have to be willing for that. And so there's nothing wrong.
Well, it's got to do with the perfection of the moment, you see. In each moment, life is showing up perfectly. And that includes other people's point of view. You know, if you don't have a vested interest in the outcome, but can just allow another person to express themselves and you can hear that expression of themselves, that's an amazingly healing phenomena. Just that. Most of us don't know how, Greg, how to listen in a way that other people feel heard.
Now, here's the next thing. With your girlfriend, for instance, you may not want to hear fully what she has to say and to express your perspective because you're afraid that it might cause a rift. And I just have to say that one of the things that's has stood Shia and I in really good stead, meaning it's really worked over the years, is we're not always in every single moment listening in quote the right way. We listen to each other the best we can in any given moment, but we don't sell out our truths to try and keep the relationship unruffled or to make sure it lasts over time. There's a commitment to communicating
honestly
and completely. So if he says something and it doesn't...
And openly as well.
And it doesn't sit quite right, I might pause for a bit and let it relax so I don't come back with energy, which is what you're talking about. But I don't shove it away and pretend that it doesn't matter. So I think if we go back to your listening in the workplace, where in a certain respect it's not as touchy as an interpersonal thing, where when I said, hey, let's try this other color, I'm not sure I like this color, it's if you practice listening and also fully communicating in those less emotionally charged things, it'll be easier for you in an interpersonal place as well.
Wow. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, thank you.
I have one other thing for you.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about it the other night because I saw you and I saw your girlfriend and I know your relationship is a little bit newer than some. You know, it's within a couple of years or however long. And I was remembering back to when Shai and I were first dating. And one of the things that really supported me in letting go of places where I was either frightened or less sure of myself was Shai would say things to me like, "You can do this, Ariel, trust me." Or, "You're going to be good at this, trust me." And it really was for me about surrendering and listening to him. But it was important that he didn't hold back his experience of me. There's something about you in all aspects. I feel like right now you're being cautious, and there's a whole other possibility available for you, and you're going to have a whole lot more fun with it.
To live your life not from a cautious point of view, but from a self-expressive point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, we've all been judged, and we don't like it. And so we go about making decisions when things are not good about never being vulnerable like that again. If you're not vulnerable, life becomes very tight, very, I don't know.
Just smaller, a smaller version of you. And I feel like you're ready for a slight upgrade with yourself, Greg 4.0 or something like that.
Yes, and now we're ready. Now we're ready for a break. So thanks for calling in.
Really a pleasure speaking with you.
And we'll be back shortly.
So come on back, everyone,
and don't miss being here.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here. We've got a few things coming up. In the New York City area, we have a course called Creativity and Intuition. It's August 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
And then in Hamburg, we're doing two courses in October. It's plenty of time to plan. The Freedom to Breathe, October 5th, and The Power of Listening, the 6th through the 8th.
Listening is really a theme with us.
It is. We're going to experiment with listening.
Well, the thing about listening that's so cool is it pulls you into the current moment of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then transformation is a byproduct of being in the current moment. So it's really so simple.
You know, as far as creativity and intuition too, it's so key listening, because you can either listen to those I can't or I don't want to thoughts.
Or I'm not good at this.
Or you can hear those little softer impressions about life, follow those and step into your brilliance. Quite wonderful.
Love it.
Oh, by the way, we are back next Monday for Monday Night Alive. We'll been out of town for several Mondays. Looking forward to seeing folks on July 24th. Okay, let's take our next caller, shall we?
Anne, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Where are you today?
I'm in Mission, Kansas.
Mission, Kansas. Wow, that's wild.
And she made it her mission to call in.
Yes.
Right. And I think that because I have a mission all the time, I do, it is a weakness of mine because I'm focused on my mission. So I miss things by not listening because I'm concentrating on my mission. You know, I get ahead of myself. And listening, it's a work in progress. And if I listen, then I won't miss things, and it will put me in the present moment, and it'll relax me so I can enjoy the present moment.
Can I just say that you're sweet right now? It's fun listening to you.
Thank you.
But I have a question for you. Do you happen to have a coin in your pocket or anywhere near you?
It's not near me.
Okay, well, you can picture one in your mind, right?
Right.
Quarter, nickel, dime, just picture one. Okay?
Right.
You got your heads of a coin and tails. Two different pictures. All right, you got this mission thing. Heads, it's been something that's really allowed you to accomplish a lot in your life. Tails is the part that you were describing back then. You don't want to identify that part of you that gets on a mission as a weakness of yours. From time to time, it can take over, but then all that is just a clue to you that you're just a little bit off center. But if you identify it as this problem, you'll miss how great you are.
Thank you.
You know, it wasn't too long ago you had some health issues, and you made it a mission to get well, and we're really glad you did.
That's right.
Yes, and that the mission, being on a mission, keeps me very organized and listening. That's what I just need to savor the current moment and relax. I need to relax more and listening. Yeah, it'll take the focus off myself so I can focus on others.
That's right. Listening, truly listening, actually is a relaxing thing, because if you're truly listening, you're not thinking about comeback answers to give after that person finishes.
But can you hear how you're giving yourself dictates of how you need to be? I just need to slow down. I just need to, we didn't really talk about our approach yet in this show. It is not cause and effect, problem, solution, where you identify what's wrong with you and come up with a solution. That's all within the system that the mind already has together. Our approach is anthropological.
And it assumes, rightly so, that the current moment is perfect, and you're perfect in this moment, and there's nothing you need to do or be different than you are right now.
So if you're not listening, if you're not aware of the dimensions of listening, if you're agitated, that's a perfect and in this moment. if you are centered and you are listening, that's a perfect and in this moment. Our approach deals with or uses awareness, which is a non-judgmental seeing of anything, bringing your attention to how you're being without judging what you see. Because the first principle of instantaneous transformation
is anything you resist, you get stuck with. Anything you resist, resists back at you.
So if you find yourself speedy one day and agitated and wanting to get things over with and get them done, and you resist that, it just gets stronger and it compounds it. Second principle, however it is you find yourself right now,
that's the only way you could possibly be.
And then the third principle is anything you see and you don't judge
completes itself in an instant.
You know, we talked in the description about this new dimension of listening where you surrender to listening to another's point of view rather than fighting the content. Well, that could also be said about each moment where you surrender to what's happening in the moment rather than fighting the content. And most of us, you know, we fight the content from time to time. There are certain things, like when you got ill, you didn't want that. And I'd be shocked if you didn't have at least some period of time where you had a fight in yourself about it. But anything you see without judging completes itself, and then you're free.
Right.
What you thinking about?
That just as I'm becoming aware, and as I become more aware, I'm going to catch things that so I don't have to ask people to repeat it, because then after they've said it, then I think, oh gosh, I missed that because I was ahead of myself.
But you know what? I'll tell you something, and there's nothing wrong with saying that, hey, wait a minute, could you say that again? I missed that. I was thinking, or I was ahead of myself. Sometimes I do that with Shia. You know, we talk to each other all the time, and sometimes he doesn't have my attention, or I don't have his, or I get distracted by something. Nothing wrong with speaking up and saying, hey, I missed part of that.
Okay. And I think in my life that listening to people now, I've listened more than I did before, and then they know that they are being heard, and it helps when you give them validation and listen to their story.
Yeah, it does. Well, I don't know about their story, but listen to what they
listen to what they have to say. Yeah, but you know, Anne. Fun.
You having fun lately?
Yeah, I can. I could have more fun. I'm trying.
You know, what if you take a break, like for a day, just for fun, take a break from trying to be a better you. See how it goes.
Yeah, okay. See if you can find it within yourself to be okay being you exactly as you are without trying to make you better.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. Yeah, I mentioned that we've been working on this book project. I think I mentioned that. Anyway, I've had this very interesting approach for this project. And it's, you know, moving toward completion. It's been, well, if it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. And what's interesting about that is that if I'm going about it in a way that's not fun, I'm on a mission to get it over with, get it done, do it in a linear fashion. Oh. I said I was going to work 3 hours on it today, and darn it, I'm going to, rather than to trust myself and the flow of it. And it's been the easiest project yet, and I'm very excited about it.
That's great. Yeah, I need to relax and be okay as it is. And yeah, I'm already on the you know, I want to reach the goal, and so I'm not enjoying the journey.
You sound gosh darn normal. You know,
that's good.
That sounds like most people when they get it just a touch off center. Hey, thanks for calling in
today.
Yeah, really.
And when you find yourself being a touch off center, just be kind to yourself.
Okay.
You know, don't.
All right, I will.
Don't chastise yourself in your thoughts.
Okay.
Sweet.
Just notice it. And again,
all right.
Thanks for calling in. A pleasure hearing your voice again.
It really is.
Thank you. The same.
Yeah. You know, it's fun having Ann call in from Kansas. We have listeners from all over the world, and we have people who call in from all over the world. By the way, whilst this particular show is pre-recorded because the people who are on the show kindly volunteered to call in because they wanted to speak with us about listening, there are plenty of live shows. And if you're listening to one of the this show on the day it airs or in any of the archived versions, grab the phone number. Call on the days we have live shows. We'd love to hear from you. We have lots of listeners in Quebec, Canada.
Portland, Oregon.
Zurich, Switzerland.
Kansas City, Missouri, believe it or not.
Dallas, Texas.
Glens Falls, New York.
And Belgium, to mention just a few. So wherever you're listening from, hey, thanks for being one of our listeners. Let's
take our next caller.
All right. It's Sandy. Where are you calling from today, Sandy?
Hi. I'm calling in from Munich in Germany.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. It's nice to have you
Thank
with
you.
Us.
So cool to be here. I love listening. I loved listening to everybody that just called in, and listening is it's just so, it really is powerful. I love that for Hamburg. We're going to have the power of listening.
Yes, which is a course that we created newly. It's a new course, and we're doing it for the first time in Hamburg, just because listening is so vital a skill set.
Yes, it's amazing. I have become a different person through listening. I mean, I've known you guys for a long time, but I remember just at the beginning, a friend said, you're really different. You used to be as if you had a glass over you, you know, like you were under a glass. I was in my thoughts most of the time.
Yes.
Or probably all of the time. And I didn't know how to listen at all. I just didn't listen.
But, you know, it's very interesting. Ariel and I were taking a walk this morning. We passed a neighbor of ours, and she said how he looked old. And I said, it isn't only his age. He's thinking all the time. So when you think, you assume a body posture. You assume a way of moving where you're not quite in touch. And it appears as though you've become elderly all of a sudden.
Mm. And I'm a film editor, mm-hmm. and when I have material of actors that are in their thoughts, you can see in the picture that they're not present. They're gone. They're not there. And then they're less vibrant. The scene they're playing in is less vibrant. I don't believe them. And it just makes a difference. And when actors really listen to their partners and to what is going on around them, there's so much energy and life in the scene. It's really beautiful.
Can I ask you a wild question? When you get a scene with an actor who you can see their eyes are not really there, and I'm sure you have lots of different angles with close-ups and two shots and the person they're speaking to, do you try to artfully edit it so the person who's watching the movie sees less of the close-up of their face?
Yes.
I love that. I didn't know that, but I think that's very cool. Because otherwise, as they think, so goes the audience. They think too.
Oftentimes, I will edit the person who is listening because there's more intensity and there's more information to be had in that than in somebody who's talking while they're in their thoughts. Like, oh, what's next line? When do I pick up my glass? Something like that. But if they're really, in what they're saying and listening to themselves, I think there's probably, there must be. You do.
That's more compelling.
That is, yeah.
Hey, can you come back with us after the break? We're going to take a break now.
I'd love to.
Awesome.
Great.
We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Yep.
Yep. We're going to be, we're doing 2 weeks of courses in Costa Rica, intensives in living in the moment, and there are a few spaces left, and if you'd like to join us, and it's a possibility.
The prerequisite is attending a weekend, so we know that we all play well together. You can find out everything we're doing on our website,
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And if you want to get email newsletters from us, which are very beautiful, by the way, since I take most of the pictures that are used in the banners and whatnot, we're very proud of not only the content, which is informational and gives you good ideas about things, they're also beautiful. You can sign up for that, get a taste of excellence. You get a gift from us. You get videos, audios, articles back from us when you sign up to be part of our email newsletter, The Excellence Club. Go ahead and go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence, and sign up. Should be fun. We are speaking with Sandy. Still with us?
Still here.
Excellent. You know, one of the things that I love in regards to you being an editor is as you're editing a scene, you're not only listening with your ears, you're listening with your eyes to see what is real and what works and what doesn't work. That's pretty cool.
And I have to be, I have to listen to what's going on inside of me, because the first time I see material is when I have a reaction, an emotional reaction. If I, you know, I sense something is really funny or really sad, because, you know, if you watch it many times, sometimes it's not so easy to watch it or listen to it as if you'd never heard it before. It takes practice.
You know, that's a lot like life.
Sounds like you're practicing a skill set for life, watching the same scene over and over as if you've never heard it before.
Because, you know, you wake up every morning.
Yeah.
And apparently it's the same place.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question.
Please.
I noticed, I had a different question earlier, but I found this more interesting because listening to you speak with Greg, I noticed that you both have an elegance when you speak with people. Like, I know that sometimes if I hear something that I don't want to hear or that I don't like hearing, that my reaction is often not as elegant as I would like.
Yeah, but Sandy, it's just a matter of practicing non-preferential listening. See, if you take you and your opinion out of the picture, then you can hear anything.
And it's also what Shia said to Anne. If you find yourself communicating in a way that you deem as less than elegant because you've either gotten agitated or defensive or something like that, you judge yourself. And then that starts the cycle of self doubt and looking at yourself, and then you're back with a glass over your head again.
Yeah, that's right. Very good.
But you know,
cool.
The moment you see that you're second guessing yourself and you don't judge it,
it's over. See, the moment you see it, it's potentially over. If you don't judge yourself, it is over. If you judge yourself, then you keep it intact. Then it's got some value for you.
You know, there are three golden words, by the way. You can kind of actually squidge them down so there are only two. It's, I'm sorry. So if you say something, for instance, to your boyfriend and it comes out and you don't feel like it was elegant, you can say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, that wasn't very nice, or that came out a lot rougher than I intended, or you can always apologize. Even if you're German.
Pardon? Oh, even if I'm German? Okay. Didn't hear that. Yeah.
Shai was making a joke once because we did an exercise in a course in Hamburg to demonstrate apologizing. So we had people turn to the partner next to them. And so, for instance, I'd look at Shai and say, you know, Shai, I'm really sorry. And the person next to them may not even have met them before, but it was just practicing being sincere
and saying, I'm sorry.
Even if you don't think you did something, quote, wrong, thinking you did something wrong is not necessary in order to apologize to somebody if they feel bad. And a woman in the course said, I would rather crawl over ground glass than say, I'm sorry.
So. Yes, very German. Yeah.
It's kind of stuck with us because that was just such an image.
Sandy, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yes, thank you too.
Have a nice rest of your day.
We have a next caller.
Hey, Harold, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from New York, New York.
New York, New York, a wonderful town.
Harold.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And how you guys doing?
We are most brilliant, especially now that we're speaking with you.
Thank you. The feeling is mutual. Yes, yes. Well, I've been enjoying the dialogue and the callers, and you know, with listening, it's really been a treat to understand how the transformation community convey listening, and I've noticed that now that I understand now how to listen, how much power and how much beauty it is when I'm speaking to people. You know, I notice how engaged people are when you actually listen and you actually hear what they're saying. And what the thing, the key that I found for myself that I've learned from you guys is that listening without a judgment. And I will say, you know, that from time to time, I fall back, you know, into a way of listening. But I find that when I do listen to what the person is saying and allow them to speak, and it's like, you know, we're all different. So my point of view on how I feel is how I feel. And I remember one of the things that you guys will say is that there are no two people alike. So if someone else is saying something and it's not from my views, well, we're different. So, you know, so in that, I find it's been powerful how people, you know, will relate to me and how that I can see, like, where, you know what, the way I'm relating and when I'm listening to them, this isn't something that they get from other people from time to time. And, you know, I see that they, you know, they like it.
Yeah, you know, most people are so busy going somewhere or they're so distracted by their devices that, you know, it's funny. We were driving into the city this past week to do an evening group, and 3 out of 4 of the trucks we went by, semis and trucks, were texting. You know, we are in a distracted world, and to have somebody actually listening to you is really a gift.
Especially since most people don't know how to listen. They listen to what they listen the way they were raised. I remember once when we first started fishing in salt water, we hired a captain in Connecticut to take us out fishing for striped bass and bluefish. And he started screaming and yelling that we didn't do it right. And I told him that I'm not there to be yelled at. And I'm here to fish and have fun. And if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. So if you're going to yell, we're going to end the trip right now because we don't get yelled at here in this family. And he said, look, I'm just doing it the way I learned. You know, my father yelled at me, I yell at my clients. I said, well, this client won't be a client if you yell at him. You know, people learn how to listen. They learn how to talk to one another, growing up in the families they grow up in. And most families have, if not all, have not taken courses in learning how to listen to one another and treat each other with respect and kindness.
That particular day, as we were leaving, the helper on the boat, the mate, came running after Shai and said, I just want to thank you for what you said. There's so many days I go home and I want to cry because he won't listen to me. He only yells at me. And he said, I've always wanted to say what you said to him, but I didn't have the courage. Well, that makes sense. His job was on the line.
Right. He was a hired hand, and I'm the paying client. But it doesn't really matter. If you don't express yourself, then you walk away complaining to yourself about what you should have, could have, would have done. And I'd rather not live my life in some past should have, could have, would have. It's so much easier to just express yourself. And expressing yourself does not mean dumping on people. It means saying your truth as kindly as possible. And some people are not kind to themselves, and they will punish themselves no matter what you say. The question is, are you going to be honest and truthful?
Yes, yes. Now I will say that from time to time, I have acquaintance, a friend in particular. What in me listening, I do find that I encounter people like her who, when we're holding conversation, I am listening, they will cut me off. And I find that with this person, in order for me to engage in a conversation and to listen, how do I continue to listen and not feel like I'm not being heard if
great
I'm in the conversation?
That's a great question, Harold. Look,
okay. You
start listening again, as opposed to offending yourself with their inability to listen. See, what you're talking about is they don't listen to you, they cut you off, and then you have an option right there. You can continue to listen, or you can hurt yourself that they weren't listening and cut you off.
I mean, there's two aspects to that. Sometimes people are so super loaded with things that they want to share with other people that they really don't have any space in them to hear. And it's not until they really offload a lot that they can hear you.
And if you truly listen, then you create a space where they run out of words.
And then they can hear you.
Okay.
Also, there's sometimes, you know, if a person is really speedy, you know, and they keep cutting you off, you can gently say, hey, you know, wait a minute, you just cut me off. I didn't get to finish my sentence. You can tell them, and then because they'll have missed it.
Because most people are so driven to be liked that they try so hard rather than realize that people like them already.
And sometimes it's about, hey, slow down, I'm listening to you. I want to hear you. We can't give you a rule of what to do, but there are lots of different possibilities. The big thing is not offending yourself with how your friend is being.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she can't help.
Okay.
She wouldn't do it, but she doesn't even know she's doing it for the most part.
Right. I see that. I see where, because from time to time, they do this. And actually, this week, I had a family member visit me, and he's my brother, and we had a discussion, and the conversations him and I have had before, he's one that gets his point of view across. And when I want to say what I have to say, he cuts me off. But actually, that's his pattern with
Can I cut you off for a moment?
Sure.
Well, first of all, we're getting toward the end of the show, but I just want to tell you something that I've noticed for me. And that is when I'm going to talk with Shia, and if I don't really have what it is I want to say fully formed and I'm kind of wandering around in what I want to say, his attention wanders. And he is more likely to do what you might call cutting me off. But it really has also to do with my communication style. And I wouldn't be surprised if sometimes you wander around and he just moves on with some, whatever it is that's in his thoughts. Like his thoughts fill in and come out his mouth. Because
well, my thoughts have filled in and they're going to come out my mouth now. Harold, thank you so much for calling in. We're running
thank
out of
you.
Time. We have like 15 seconds left.
But we want to let you know that next week's show is Everyday Well-Being and Happiness. So this is a great conversation to continue
next week.
Yeah.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.